GE Radios and GE Television presents the General Electric Comedy Theater, transcribed, starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McDuffie, created by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, with Phyllis Avery and Gordon Jones. I'm Bill Sherwood, your narrator. Now, any product that beats its competitors 7-1 is sure to be best. And that's the vote on GE Television. In over 100,000 comparisons of all leading makes, GE TV is voted clearest picture 7-1 nationwide. Your GE dealer will give you a side-by-side showdown of GE and any other make in his store before you spend a penny. You'll see picture contrast up to 100% greater. You'll see GE's famous glare guard, GE's dust seal screen, GE's handsome all-wood cabinets, GE quality. GE's prices are the lowest ever, and many dealers offer special terms and trade-ins. Better see your GE dealer tomorrow. Yesterday was a big day at Lynn Haven College. It was commencement day. The weather was beautiful. The Lynn Haven campus was dressed in its early summer best to receive the proud friends and relatives who gathered there. The commencement exercises were impressive in their dignity, and none of the cap and gown faculty attracted more attention than Professor Raymond McNutley.
Boy, I felt like a fool when I tripped over my gown and almost fell flat in my face.
Oh, Ray, what do we do about it?
Peggy, dear, we have toyed with this matter throughout the academic year.
How do you know what I'm going to talk about?
You have that let's get away from it all, travel folder, rocky coast of Maine, the sun-kissed shores of California, go down and buy the tickets, and don't forget to stop the milk and newspaper look.
Well, after all, dear, it is vacation time.
I am well aware of that. Let's approach this matter in a spirit of fair play. I'll tell you where I want to go, and you'll argue against it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll tell me where you want to go, and I'll argue against it.
Mm-hmm. What then?
Then we'll pack our bags and go where you want to go.
Oh, honey, come on. Sit down and let's be serious.
Okay. Now, as I have indicated before on many occasions, I am rather intrigued with the idea of a trip in a trailer.
No, sirree. I'm not going to spend the summer cooped up in a space the size of a broom closet.
Oh, Peggy, they're really quite roomy.
Roomy? Listen, there wouldn't be room enough to swing a cat.
What color? Anyway, my idea of the perfect vacation is not swinging cats. Nevertheless, I will give up on the trailer idea.
All right. First item, no trailers. Now, how about going to the beach?
Second item, no beach.
Well, just a minute, darling. I seem to recall that you had a very interesting time at the beach last year.
Interesting? It was disgusting. All those scantily clad females disporting themselves in their bikini bathing suits. I was incensed.
I noticed that. Second item. No beach.
What about, no. What about, no, no. What about, no.
Well, that takes care of Grand Canyon, Yellowstone Park, and the Canadian Rockies.
Fascinating, wasn't it?
Say, have you given any thought to taking a refresher course at some college this summer?
Yes. Yes, I've given some thought to taking a refresher course at some college this summer, yes.
Oh, and what do you think about taking a refresher course at some college this summer?
I'd as soon spend the summer saying Peter Piper picked a peck of paper pep. I'd as soon spend the summer saying Peter Piper picked a peck of pill. I'd as soon spend the summer saying Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers as take a refresher course at some college this summer.
Well, item three. No refresher course at some college this summer.
How now, brown cow?
Why'd you say that?
I was just sobering up. Say, Peggy, I've got an idea.
I know, a fishing trip.
Well, what do you think of it, Peg? The brisk, cool, early morning air, tangy as wine, the heady thrill as the leaping trout takes the fly, and the exciting battle between man and fish is joined. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I would as soon spend the summer saying Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Oh. Item four, no fishing.
Well, what are we going to do, darling? Spend the summer glaring at each other?
Ah, diversion. I'll get it. Hello, and where are you going on your vacation?
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about... Miss Nutley, are you all right?
Oh, Dean Bradley. Oh, about that unfortunate incident at the commencement.
Now, Mr. McNutley, these things will happen. I just called up to wish you and Peggy a very happy vacation.
Well, that's very kind of you, Dean Bradley.
What are you going to do?
Well, I have before me a list of very fascinating things we are not going to do.
What's that?
Nothing. Actually, we haven't made any plans.
Whatever you do, have a good time, and I'll see you in the fall.
Thank you again, Dean Bradley, and the pleasantest kind of summer to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you laughing about?
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny if we happened to pick the same vacation spot as Dean Bradley?
Funny? It'll be hysterical. Wow, the very idea throws me into a cold sweat.
Oh, well. I wouldn't worry about it. I'd say there's about 1,000,000-to-1 chance.
Oh, sure. We needn't be concerned.
What's the matter, darling?
1,000,000-to-1? Uh-uh. Those odds are too short.
What are you going to do?
I'm going over to Dean Bradley's and find out exactly where she's going for her vacation.
Good. Item number 5?
No, Dean Bradley.
Dean Bradley, I've come here for a purpose. I seek your counsel.
Go on.
It's about my vacation.
Lynnhaven College has generously provided you with a 3 months vacation.
I merely wanted to ask your advice on how to spend those 3 months.
Well, what do you want to know?
Like where to go. For instance, where are you going?
Well, I took a cue from you and made a list of things I don't want to do.
Well, the question is, what do you want to do and where do you want to go?
I've narrowed it down to 2 places. Cape Cod or Wichita Falls.
What attracts you to Cape Cod?
The quaint New England atmosphere. The sand, the sea, the sun.
And Wichita Falls?
Well, the YWCA there has a perfectly marvelous steam room.
Well, they both have their attractions, Dean Bradley, and I'd like to spend my summer knowing that you're enjoying Cape Cod.
I believe you're right. Although I will miss that hot room. Cape Cod it is.
Good, Dean Bradley, good.
You said you came here for advice about your vacation.
Well, somehow, now that you've made your decision, my problem seems to be less of a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, you've shown me how to decide these little things with dispatch. No shilly-shallying. Face it and decide.
Good. I'm happy to have been of service. Now, once more, and let's hope for the last time, a happy vacation, and I'll see you in the fall.
Indeed you will, Dean Bradley. And a happy vacation to you.
3, 2, 4...
Hello? And where are you going on your vacation?
Mr. Thompson, you've been talking to McNutley.
Well, who is this?
This is Dean Bradley.
Dean Bradley? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Thompson, perhaps you might be able to tell me where Mr. McNutley is going to spend his vacation.
Well, I've just been talking to Peggy, and I can tell you a few places they're not going.
Oh, never mind that. Can you tell me if the McNutleys are even remotely considering Cape Cod?
Oh, no. Peg said that a beach resort was definitely out.
Wichita Falls?
Oh, no. On his salary, they can't afford foreign travel.
Yes. Mr. Thompson, you really know your geography, don't you?
Why, thank you, Dean Bradley. You know, you've got a pretty good geography yourself.
Well, at any rate, you have told me exactly what I want to know. Goodbye and... Thank you.
Goodbye.
Now, item number 5 on my list. No McNutley.
Hey, Peggy. Come here.
What is it, dear?
Look out the window. There's a car coming up the street dragging a big, beautiful trailer.
Yes. It's just exactly the kind of big, beautiful trailer I wouldn't think of taking a vacation in.
Oh, gee.
No.
Hey. Hey, it's stopping in front of the house.
Ray McNutley, you didn't.
I'm innocent, Peggy. I swear I've never seen that trailer before in my life.
Hey, gypsies, you ready to hit the trail?
What on earth? Why, it's Petey.
There's been dirty work at the crossroads. I can read it in the tea leaves.
Peggy, I swear. Come on.
Is it a beaut?
What in the world are you doing with it, Pete?
Well, I took it as a down payment on a house.
It's mine.
All mine.
Oh, well, that's a load off my mind.
And I'm going to lend it to you two kids for the whole summer.
Well, that's a load on my mind.
Look, Peggy, you've never gone through a trailer before. Well, here's your chance.
Lucky me.
Come on.
Oh. Ooh.
Peggy, you all right?
Just look. This adorable living room with picture windows.
And built-in television.
Yeah, and a record player that converts into a barbecue.
And this kitchen. The range, the refrigerator, the garbage disposal. Oh, and look at this beautiful silverware.
Something, ain't it?
Yes, but I don't understand. Why do the knives have a groove down the middle of the blade?
That's so the peas won't roll off when you're going around a curve.
Oh, what a perfectly lovely bathroom. Look, three knobs.
Yeah, one is hot, one is cold, the other's orange juice.
Gee, they certainly thought of everything.
Well, it's a crying shame that we can't spend the summer in this lovely home on wheels.
Why can't you?
You know. We put on our list no trailers. And Peggy just doesn't respond to the call of the open road.
Oh.
Peggy, where are you going?
To change that list and pack the road maps. I want to go where the wild goose goes.
While the McNutleys contemplate their vacation, how'd you like to win one? The most fabulous contest in years is General Electric's Holiday in Hollywood. Nothing to buy, no essays to write. Just write your name and address on an entry blank at your nearest GE radio dealer. If you win the top prize, you get absolutely free a Fifth Avenue wardrobe for two, then four gay, glamorous days in Hollywood for a party of four. You'll be on TV, win a GE color TV. There are 99 other prize winners, too. For full details, see your GE radio dealer. And while you're there, see the sensational GE Tripmate with the largest voice in personal radios. This new portable is the season's gift. It's campus approved for colors, for style, and performance. Comes with a free carrying case, too. Remember the name, GE Tripmate. And now, back to the Ray Milland Show. Meet Mr. McNutley. The McNutleys are off on what Peggy McNutley vowed they'd never be off on, a trailer trip for the summer. We join them as they're driving along a winding coast highway.
Oh, Peggy, you've got to watch it on these curves. Remember, with that trailer hitched to the car, you're dragging a tremendous weight that lurches and sways. What are you laughing at?
Oh, a tremendous weight that lurches and sways. Now I know how Grandma felt the first time she tried to waltz in a bustle.
While your grandmother was waltzing, mine was crossing the prairies in a covered wagon. Ah, oh, those pioneers. How I'd like to be like them.
How do you mean, honey?
I'm a vagabond at heart. Feel just like Boniface Lackluster when he wrote, "Thy heart on thy sleeve, no cares on thy mind. The sweet wench beside thee, all care left behind."
And who is this Boniface Lackluster to call me a wench?
Oh, Lackluster's my favorite. I wish I knew more about him. For instance, what did he mean when he wrote, "Sing hey, sing merry, sing derry down derry"?
Derry? Oh, Ray, did you think to stop the milk?
Oh, of course I did. Now, if I may continue about Boniface Lackluster.
Pray do.
Well, here's a fascinating anecdote.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
A poem of his once found favor with the King of England, and the King decreed that in order to keep Lackluster writing, he should be supplied with paper for the rest of his life.
Well, think of that.
In fact, the decree read, and I quote, "To the Royal Exchequer, it is hereby directed that Boniface Lackluster be supplied with paper for life. Yea, verily, you shall never stop the Peggy, stop!
What on earth?
We gotta go back. I forgot to stop the paper.
I took care of it.
Oh. Well, that's a relief. Last year, when we got back from our vacation, our front porch contained 78 daily papers, 12 Sunday editions, and a small newsboy holding a vicious-looking air rifle and a bill for $10.30.
Oh, darling, look, we're starting on our vacation. We're going to have a good time. We're not going to do any of the things we put on our won't list. We're going to be carefree gypsies. Carefree means free of care. Now stop worrying.
Peg, you're perfectly right. As Boniface Lackluster might have said, sing out the nonny, sing out the hay. On our vacation, 3 months with pay. Yo-hoo!
Ray, isn't it wonderful lying out here on the beach? Ray. McNutley!
Oh, yes, 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 of course, Dean Bradley.
Oh, Peggy. Why'd you do that?
Well, your snores were drowning out the soothing sound of the surf.
Ooh, isn't this a wonderful place?
Without a doubt, the most charming little seaside village I've ever encountered. Want to leave the trailer in that utterly captivating trailer park where we have it parked and stay here?
Do you want a direct answer?
Yes.
Yes, I'm too comfortable to move.
Oh, darling. There. I'm happy to say goes item number 2. No beach. Oh, honey.
Would you mind repeating that with a greater length? Well, a wandering minstrel.
Hi, Pop.
Well, how'd you know my name?
Well, I just...
Yeah, that's what they call me, Pop. Oh, you're a shrewd article. A pretty one, too.
What a sweet thing to say. Do you live here?
Yep.
Lived here all your life?
Not yet.
Pop, please, that was pretty old.
Well, I know some older ones. You want to hear them?
Oh, Pop, by the way, I'm Peggy McNutley, and this is my husband, Professor Ray McNutley.
Well, college professor?
Yes.
Well, I'm in the same line of business, as you might say.
You?
Yep. You see them buildings up there on the bluff?
Yep. I mean, yes.
Well, that's my college, Bluffside. Hail to thee, our dear old Bluffside.
Oh, you teach at Bluffside, Pop?
Nope, I'm the janitor. I do some fishing, though.
You fish at the college?
Who ever heard of fishing at a college? Hey, Miss McNutley, for a professor, your husband ain't very bright, is he?
Well, he's on his vacation.
Oh, that's different. Well, our college ain't got no vacation, nope. We got a summer course going.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. Some big special do about poetry.
Oh. American poets or English poets?
Well, just one. Don't write no his nationality. I never took to poetry much. I'm a singer myself.
Extraordinary idea. An entire summer curriculum devoted to the study of one poet.
He's got a mighty peculiar name, too. Something like, Funny Face Blockbuster, something like that.
Well, I'm familiar with all the important poets, Pop, and believe me, there's none that I know of named Funny Face Blockbuster.
Sounds a little like Boniface Lackluster.
Yep. Well, that's it, Miss McNutley. That's the fellow's name.
Holy smoke. You mean to tell me that this college is devoting the whole summer to a study of...
Ray, item number three. No refresher courses at a college this summer.
Peggy, you're absolutely right. Well, I've had enough sun for the day. I guess I'll just go back to the trailer and perhaps have a nap or take a short walk.
Yeah. Want me to go with you, dear?
No, dear. You just stay here and chat with Pop, and I'll see you later. So long, Pop.
So long. He's an impulsive kind of fellow, ain't he?
Oh, Pop, he makes me so mad. I feel the whole summer's falling to pieces.
What do you mean, Miss McNutley?
Well, he himself put on our list of don'ts that he positively would not take any summer courses in a college. And I know perfectly well that he's going up to that college to enroll. I won't see anything of him all summer.
Well, you still got me. Oh, if I were 40 years younger. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all?
You're sweet. But it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah? How do you mean?
Well, for instance, I put on our list of don'ts that I would not go fishing. Now, do you think for a minute that I would go fishing? No siree. Pop? Pop!
Play him, Miss McNutley. Play him, play him. Oh, he's a whopper. Hey, no, don't get scared. Hold on to him.
Oh, this is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Oh, you're a born fisherman, honey. You're doing fine.
Well, what do I do now?
Just play him. Reel him in a little bit at a time. Oh, that's it.
If he gets away, I'll just die.
Oh, he won't. He won't. Keep the line taut. That's the girl.
Oh, this is so exciting. Fishing is just simply wonderful.
Peggy?
Oh, it's you.
Yes. Have a pleasant afternoon?
Absolutely the most... Yes, I managed to keep from being bored. What about your afternoon?
Same here. That is, Peggy, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Yes, dear?
It's about,
About what?
Well, you see, what are we having for dinner?
Fish.
Oh, well, you must have gone to the market. I know you didn't catch it yourself.
Didn't catch it myself. Oh, Ray, that is good.
Peggy, I'll bet you'll never guess where I strolled this afternoon.
Now, let me see. To Lookout Point?
No.
To the village?
No.
To the pier?
No.
Well, the only thing left is the college, and I know you didn't go there. Did you? Did you?
Yes. I did.
Well, whatever for.
Oh, Peggy, stop. You're playing cat and mouse.
Oh, no. I'm playing you like I played that 14-pound halibut on Pop's 10-pound line.
Would you mind repeating that, please?
We're having fish for dinner, Ray, and I caught it.
You?
Mm-hmm. And what's more, I'm going out tomorrow and catch another one, and the day after that, and the day after
that... But you hate fishing.
I love fishing, and I love Pop, and I love you. And I know perfectly well that you went up to the college and enrolled in the Boniface Lackluster summer course.
Peggy, hand me the list.
No, won't be necessary. I've already crossed off items number 3 and 4. No summer courses and no fishing.
Well, anyway, our list isn't a complete failure. We still have item number 5, no Dean Bradley.
Come in.
I wonder if I could trouble you for a half a cup of sugar. McNutley!
Well, there goes item number 5.
Oh, Peggy, my dear, this halibut is delicious.
Thank you. I caught it myself.
Yes. You know, Mr. McNutley, I must confess, when you opened the door of this trailer and I discovered that you were going to be my neighbor for the summer,
I thought longingly of Cape Cod.
Well, frankly, Dean Bradley, my thoughts strayed to the inner reaches of Outer Mongolia.
Now, old acquaintance, you know.
Oh, of course.
Oh, by the way, you haven't told us what brings you here.
Well, I'm occupying the trailer belonging to my good friend, Dean Bonestall, of Woodside College. She was taken unexpectedly ill, and I packed her off to Wichita Falls to recuperate in the YWCA steam room.
Oh, was she planning to spend the summer here?
Oh, yes. She was to be the summer faculty at Bluffside College, and I am replacing her.
What? And I tremble at what your answer may be. What was Dean Bonestall going to teach?
A course on the life and works of one of England's 13th century poets. Although so obscure, even you may not know his name.
I know it, Dean Bradley. I know it all too well. The name is Lonnie Fizz Bicklebaster. Anyway.
Oh. Ah, life with McNutley. It's storm and it's bluster. It may lack peace and quiet, but it'll never lack luster.
Oh, Peggy.
Lackluster. Lackluster. Say, does that remind you of how your television set looks when it's turned off? Well, if it's a General Electric, it expresses your own good taste. GE TVs are crafted in handsome cherry, genuine mahogany, and oak, in native hardwoods and veneers. There are designs for every style of decoration. Comb grain oak for contemporary living rooms. Dark, richly figured mahoganies that complement the traditional. GE wood cabinets are all wood, too, for finer appearance, for sturdier construction, and for superior tonal response. And when you turn your GE on, you'll see the picture voted clearest 7-1 by over 100,000 TV shoppers in side-by-side showdowns all over the nation. Voted best 7-1. Isn't that the set you want? Ask your dealer about his special terms and trade-in allowances. You'll be glad you did. Now here go the McNutleys.
Well, it's starting off as a Jim Dandy summer.
Oh, it'll be fun, honey. You know you'd miss battling with Dean Bradley if she weren't here.
Well, I suppose.
Well, give me a kiss and let's get to sleep.
But, darling, it's only 9:00.
I know, but Pop and I are going to be out fishing at the crack of dawn.
Well, it's just as well. Have to be up early, too. Before she left this evening, Dean Bradley gave me 20 pages of homework.
Good night, darling.
Good night, dear.
Ray Milland will be back in just a moment. Tonight's show was written by Tom Adair and Scott Farnworth and was directed by Joe Rines. The Ray Milland Show is a review production. For 40 weeks, GE Radios and GE Television have brought you transcribed Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley. Well, now it's time to say so long for a while, and here's Ray Milland to do it. Ray?
Thank you, Dell.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know what a warm feeling a player gets when he receives letters and telegrams like those you've sent us this past year. We read every one, and we treasure your good wishes and your reception of our show. So, from the whole cast of Meet Mr. McNutley to all of you, until we meet again, God bless you all.
In tonight's cast, Verna Felton and Bill Johnstone, and this is Del Charbert speaking.